your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The Monday morning commute in Los Angeles stands to be even more miserable than usual. The I-10, one of the busiest arteries feeding into downtown LA, is closed.
Around San Francisco, there are security zones set up this week for different APEC events that are going on, mainly beginning today. People living in the city are being told don't plan on being able to get around a lot, and the traffic will be a nightmare. Mayor London Breed.
There will be motorcades crossing from north to south in random parts of the city.
In what's being called the red zone around the city's Moscone Center, 8-foot fencing is up. All San Francisco police officers are on 10 to 12-hour shifts.
A juvenile was killed, 4 other people wounded in a shooting at a flea market in Pearland, Texas. No one's in custody. In northern India, rescuers are digging through parts of a collapsed road tunnel under construction that's trapped 40 workers. They're said to be safe. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a 2-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, way, I mean, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10. You know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. Back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls, the Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickle.
The expectation sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Bright sunshine today with highs around 53. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 35. Tomorrow, high of 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 39.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
They're 0-4, and yet somehow, someway, they still have another Monday night game scheduled.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone. Here we use a lot of F words. Food, fiber, and farming. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
It might be a little frosty out there this morning, but boy, it looks like a beautiful week on the way. Good morning, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Youngke. So glad to greet you on this, the 13th day of November. Today, we're going to see sunshine. We're going to warm up to around 56 degrees. More of the same tomorrow, 57. Believe it or not, Wednesday, 62 degrees. Thursday, 62. And then Friday, little bit of a step back to reality. Still sunny, 46 degrees. Amazing weather for this stage in November. We'll get more details. Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, coming up in about 15 minutes. We're also talking about something nobody usually wants to talk about. Prenuptial agreements. Just saying it can make people nervous, put them on edge. But I'll tell you what, if you're a farm family, you might want to talk about that prenuptial agreement as a means for estate planning. Stephanie Hoff's got details on that on the way.
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Wisconsin is unique as far as the dairy industry is concerned. Yeah, we produce milk, we make a lot of cheese, we make the best cheese. And to testify to that, John Umhofer, who is, of course, the head of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. And John, as you were at the University of Wisconsin River Falls ribbon cutting for the Wietrich Family Grassland Dairy Center of Excellence, you brought up something that I don't think a lot of people realize. We make a lot of cheese in Wisconsin. We make the best cheese, but it's not, as you said, it's not commodity cheese.
Right. We are the state that is the specialty cheesemaker in the United States, and it's been that way since 18-something. It's always been the specialty cheeses, back to the Swiss and Limburger Association of 1888. So that remains today. We make half of the specialty cheese in the United States, and that's why Wisconsin is not only, here, but healthy and growing still.
And we're talking, over half the specialty cheeses, that's over 600 varieties. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right. That's a documented fact, and there's even more than when they counted those a few years ago. And it's great to see some of those are sold around the world, the Bellavitanos and such that are really, you can buy them everywhere from Europe to Japan. So that's our legacy. When you go to Europe and you talk to the Swiss or the French and the Italians, they consider Wisconsin their equal.
How much of a challenge is it? You mentioned some of the European countries. How much of a challenge now with this identification that we're facing? I know we've had the National Milk Producers fighting, Senator Baldwin's been fighting with FDA, but how, from your perspective with the cheesemakers, how concerning is it as far as Gouda, mozzarella, that we could be locked out? I mean, we've got Codex standards. So what's the challenge here, and how do you look at it?
It's an enormous challenge, and we are lucky. You're right, National Milk has formed the Consortium for Common Food Names. It's because Europe is trying to claw back words like Gouda, feta, Parmesan. They're trying to say those are our words and you can't use them.
Even bologna.
Even bologna, that's right. Those are being taken in trade agreements with, say, Ecuador. They're saying you're going to get Parmesan only from the EU, not from the United States. So we are fighting back, saying, like you said, in Codex, which is the international standard, Parmesan is recognized as a cheese made around the world. It's not just for the European Union. So it's an enormous fight. It's an important fight. And we have to fight it with every trade agreement that gets made, because we cannot lose these markets, and we can't have someone take them away because for the last 100 years, we've been making Parmesan in Wisconsin. It's not new.
And as you mentioned, other parts of the world respect the quality that comes from the United States. Have we seen any fall off in those specialty cheese sales because of the Europeans putting pressure. I know with Mexico, they signed an agreement with Mexico on those things. Have we seen much fall off in feedback?
Luckily, some of the crucial markets, like you mentioned, Mexico, Canada, Japan, we've got good agreements there to keep our Parmesans and Gruyères and such flowing. And luckily, again, most of that is sold in the United States. But there will come a time when those trade agreements in South Korea, South America, those will start to add up, and we'll start to feel that pinch if we don't push back. So far, we haven't seen that hurt sales, but it's got the potential to.
As we go forward, also talking about Wisconsin being the cheesemaking state in the United States, John Umhofer with us, head of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Something unique in Wisconsin that I don't think we beat the drum enough on is our cheesemaker school. I mean, these guys and gals that go through and become certified to make, it's not, you don't go to cheesemaker school and get a medal and say, okay, you can make cheese. This is pretty specific, and it's unique.
Yeah, we've got two layers that are not done anywhere else in the United States, and that is, first, you have to be a licensed cheesemaker in Wisconsin, and we've got about 2,000 of those spread among industry, and that itself is a difficult challenge. And then we've added on the master program, which is a 10-year training program. You've got to be 10 years on a certain cheese, and then a 3-year training program, and then a 40-hour test that you take after that. And
what in the world is involved in a 40-hour test?
It's a test that they takes about 40 hours. They give them a week to do it, and then they have to turn it in. It's a long-form narrative test, and then their cheese is tested every year after that to make sure they're up to standards.
So I got to ask, if these people are going to be master cheesemakers in the specific cheese that they're making, who are the instructors? Who are the testers? These have to be some pretty special, knowledgeable cheese people that have been around a while.
And they are. They're people like Mike Peterson is joining the ranks of the judges of that cheese every year. So Mike Peterson, the longtime, lifelong Wisconsin State Department grader. So we're getting the best of the best to test these cheeses every year to make sure these people are making great cheese every year.
What does it take to get to that level? You've already talked about it, but I mean, the employers have to nominate them, or that fill out an application. How does it work to even qualify for that?
Well, what I think is great is when we started the program, I think 25 years ago, about we discussed, should it be 5 years before you can even enter the program? And the cheesemakers came back on my board and said, no, 10. You can't even talk to this program until you've made a cheese for 10 years, because they wanted to make the program as hard as possible. And you can tell, it's really just still, I believe, under 100 in all the 25 years. So it's a tough program, and we like it that way. It really, it really means something.
Have other states tried to follow this, peek over your shoulder and see how it's done in Wisconsin? I've never seen other states doing this.
We haven't seen that. We wouldn't be opposed to being copied. It's a very nice flattery, but we haven't seen it, no.
As we go forward now, some of the things we're looking at is always in Wisconsin, World Cheese Championships. As we end one year and start another one, what's on the agenda here as we go forward here in the next 6 months to a year?
Brad, our association has had a couple great events every year. In the spring, it's going to be the World Championship Cheese Contest, which is what we've run since 1957. And so we're back to that, and this will draw about 4,000 cheeses from around the world. And it's one of the things that, again, proves that Wisconsin's a serious player in the world cheese industry. And then we follow that with our big expo, the big Kick the Tires Expo, kind of like the World Dairy Expo for cheesemakers, and that's in downtown Milwaukee.
And the World Cheese Championships have expanded. Tell us about that expansion and what's driven that for different products, and how many countries, cheesemakers from how many countries about will be there. I've been there, and it's an unbelievable scene to look at all that cheese from all over the world.
Yeah, it's really nice. We have about 35 countries will enter the contest. We've gotten cheese from Croatia and Japan. We got a cheese from Tibet last time. So
yak cheese from yaks?
It actually is yak cheese, yes. And we've seen cheese come from all over the world. And I think that's a testament to who we are. And, yes, we see judges coming in from usually about 20 countries. We get judges, so we make it as fair and balanced as possible.
And you don't do this in the dark of the night. It's so public can come and see this.
Right, you can watch the judges judge. It's all numeric. This is not opinions. These are scores that are given in tenths of points. So it's as transparent as we can be.
And many times Wisconsin cheeses are topping some of these categories.
Well, we get a lot of gold medals in that competition. And then we do see a balance where the top three will often have a cheese from Europe or more than one cheese from Europe. So these judges are dispassionate. They're looking at what's the tastiest cheese here, and that's what wins.
Where do you get judges for that?
Those tend to be university professors from around the world, professional cheese buyers, often have grading qualifications around the world. A lot of it from universities. So, yeah, wherever people are trained into how to make cheese, how to grade it, we bring them in.
Does anybody ask you what your favorite cheese is?
Every day.
What is it?
I like them all. It's kind of seasonal.
Come on, come on. You're not running for office here. What's your favorite cheese?
You know, coming in.
Mine's Baby Swiss. I love Baby Swiss.
Coming into fall, give me a 5-year cheddar right now. Yeah. Yep.
Not a bad choice. John, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Again, that's John Unhofer, who is the head of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. And a reminder that World Cheese Champion Competition will be March 5th through the 7th, 2024, as always, at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. It's something that's been held biennially since 1957. And, of course, later on, they'll have the Big Cheese Expo. That will be downtown Milwaukee, a chance for Wisconsin and our cheese industry to show off to the world why we make some of the best cheese in the world. But again, the World Cheese Championships next spring, March 5th through the 7th at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. And one of the good things about it, it's open to the public, so you can go and sample some of that cheese and take a look at some of the best cheese in the world right in Madison. Again, with John Unhofer for the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, I'm Bob Bosold.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Aunt Betty used to sleep on that old couch. It's time to turn drab into fab with Lazy Luxury from Lazy Boy Furnishings and Decor. That chair, it belonged to the dog. Time to start styling.
Lazy decorators love Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Madison, East Springs Drive near East Town Mall.
Pam is the name. Farm speak is the game. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Walked out of the house this morning with my coat in my arm, not wearing it. I didn't know if I was going to be bold enough, but boy, pretty nice out there this morning. Time for our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Stu Muck joining us. I hear you were heading north over the weekend. They still have a lot of crops standing up that way, don't they?
A lot of crops going, but after some sprinkles on Saturday, yesterday, the combines were out moving again and things were happening. So I'm betting they're going to make big time here this week, just like everybody else is.
Yeah, this is incredible for, you know, 13th day of November, and we're going to push real close to 60 today and probably 60 before the end of the week, huh?
A couple of those days I'd expect here this week where we are at 60 or in the very low 60s. A very mild, very pleasant air mass is settling in. They're telling us it's of a Pacific origin, so it has that more mild feel to it. Well, that nice mild air mass is building in with high pressure just off to the southwest, and that's why there's going to be a good deal of sunshine today and some very nice temperatures. In spite of winds, it'll be northwest and west and could be a little gusty, especially in eastern and southern southern Wisconsin. Stronger wind gusts up near 25 or 30 miles per hour, not out of the question yet today. So, you know, the thermometer is going to tell us it's warming up nicely. Still could feel a bit chilly with that breeze we're dealing with. We'll look at weather radar just to say how quiet it is around here. A little rain way north of Lake Superior and then east of the Great Lakes in southeast Canada over toward New York State. That's it. With that high pressure system edging in, we expect several days of what will be very nice mid-November weather with a good deal of daytime sunshine and winds that become a bit more south here in the next couple of days and help to bring that more mild air mass in so we have that better chance to get to or into the low 60s. And I expect that happens on toward Wednesday and Thursday. A cool front will slip through here for the end of the week, and we should be prepared because by Thursday night, winds begin shifting back to the west and northwest and a cooler air mass returns. Oh, it's not going to freeze us out. Don't get that worried. In fact, the temperatures, even on toward the day Friday, when they drop back into the upper 40s, will still be above normal for this time of the year. But we're just not going to have that real cold air mass settling in right now. I expect precipitation may hold off. In fact, may hold off until we look toward early next week. But we'll watch that front that moves through here at the end of the week, bringing that colder air mass. Further north, there may be a bit of a rain or a snow chance way in the far northern part of the state. I think for the rest of us, maybe some clouds, a little bit of a drop in temperature, and that should be about the extent. So still, very fine November weather right on through this week, taking us toward early next week when that next precipitation chance may finally begin to edge on in. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
It's as simple as 1, 2, 3, friends. Buy your farm and ranch trucks from a certified agriculture dealership. Get $30,000 back in farm supply savings through AgPack. That's a 60% return on a $50,000 truck. Just go to agtrucktrader.com, register for your unique AgPack ID number, good to use at any certified ag dealer in the country for as many trucks as you want, and then search the inventory of only certified ag dealers all in one spot. agtrucktrader.com.
See those folks later this week down at our farm broadcaster convention. All right, Stu, let's talk a little bit more. You know, the only thing that I see that people can grouse about a little bit is it definitely does not look like tracking snow coming up this Saturday for the beginning of gun deer season.
No, I wouldn't even think of that happening, especially anywhere, you know, south of Highway 29. Maybe in the far north, but even that's a very slight chance. Our Compeer financial update, well, sunny skies on a very fine Monday, a bit on the breezy side, especially in the east. Temperatures into the upper 50s. La Crosse may already have 60 today. The northwest winds, west and northwest, if you will, 5 to 15, may gust near 20 or even 30 in eastern Wisconsin. Breezier there. Overnight, we stay clear and drop down into the lower, call it mid-30s. How about that? 33, 34. Northwest winds probably around 5 to 10. Oh, and on into the day Tuesday, more sunny skies are in store. Very upper 50s. There's where I expect that 60 for sure at La Crosse and Mauston. South winds probably around 5 to 15. By Wednesday, sunny skies, warmer, low 60s. With the southwest winds a little stronger, 5 to 15, could be some gusts near 25 or better as we head toward Wednesday and that mild air builds in. But low 60s then, Pam. Wednesday, Thursday, a little cool down for the end of the week. But overall, I really still think it's going to stay dry for us right on toward the weekend.
Yeah, you know, I'm just even looking ahead for folks that are thinking about traveling for Thanksgiving, or maybe you are taking the week off to do gun deer. Maybe you'll be able to track them in the mud front part of next week. But even right now, that looks like it's kind of a slim chance, eh?
Yeah, it's not that great of a possibility unless something really drastically changes. It does look kind of dry.
Well, never say never. I know that about weather, but I like what I see so far, buddy. That's a good way to start off a Monday.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a great week. Make all those plans. I heard something about Christmas decorations, but then the noise kicked in and it went away.
I know. I thought the same thing. And mine also considers it noise. All right, buddy. Catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right. See ya.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial ag weather update. Remember, your friends from Compure Financial are going to be joining us later this week. Also want to remind you, you want to find your local Compure Financial office. Best way to get started is going to their website, compure.com. Remember, they are your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Again, that website, compure.com. Prenuptial agreement on the farm? You bet. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state of about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The Monday morning commute in Los Angeles stands to be even more miserable than usual. The I-10, one of the busiest arteries feeding into downtown L.A., is closed.
Around San Francisco, there are security zones set up this week for different APEC events that are going on, mainly beginning today. People living in the city are being told don't plan on being able to get around a lot and that traffic will be a nightmare. Mayor London Breed.
There will be motorcades crossing from north to south in random parts of the city.
In what's being called the red zone around the city's Moscone Center, 8-foot fencing is up. All San Francisco police officers are on 10 to 12-hour shifts.
A juvenile was killed, 4 other people wounded in a shooting at a flea market in Pearland, Texas. No one's in custody. In northern India, rescuers are digging through parts of a collapsed road tunnel under construction that's trapped 40 workers. They're said to be safe. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a two-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10, you know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. Back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
The expectation sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10, you know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. Back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
The expectation sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers.
Here's your updated forecast. Bright sunshine today with highs around 53. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 35. Tomorrow, high of 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
And it is. Now, William Contreras was not an all-star.
Correct.
William Contreras 100% deserved the Silver Slugger. He was the best hitting catcher in the NL. Uh-huh. No doubt about that. But he also, at the point of the all-star game when voting started, wasn't the all-star catcher. And I know I would have said I probably would have penciled him in as probably the third best catcher. So he's probably just on the fringe, just outside.
You're saying his season was defined by the second half of the
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue, and you bet she'll be talking farming with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
We're talking about all things dairy with Suzanne Fanning. She's the chief marketing officer for Wisconsin's Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Did you get involved with the recent Art of Cheese Festival that happened in downtown Madison? I'll tell you what, it brought people in from across the United States, something that the Department of Tourism said probably wouldn't happen. Well, we're breaking the molds talking with Suzanne Fanning about that very event and other activities going on behalf of our hardworking dairy farm families. Stick around for that. Good morning again, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yankee. Tickled to welcome the day with you. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day at that. Sunshine and 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. Wednesday, sunshine 62 degrees. So today is the 13th day of November. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1858, Heilman Brewery was founded, one of Wisconsin's best-known breweries, established by John Gund and Gottlieb Heilman. By the time Gund retired in 1872, the firm's annual beer production had increased from 500 barrels in 1860 to 3,000 barrels. Heilman Brewery, founded on this day back in 1858. Bunch of birthdays today. Happy birthday to actress Whoopi Goldberg. She's 68. Jimmy Kimmel, he's 56. And actor Steve Zahn, 56 years young. And now you know. We want you to know about an uncomfortable subject that in reality could be a very valuable tool for estate planning. Prenuptial agreements, just saying it, makes some people bristle. But as Stephanie Hoff reports, it can be critical to keeping a farm together.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, talking about something we don't normally associate with agriculture specifically. Prenups. Attorney Troy Schneider is on the line with us today. He works with Tuhig, Rietbrock, Schneider, and Haubach Law Office out of Chilton. When you think of prenuptial agreements, maybe you associate it with a faulty marriage or a lot of wealth. Well, Troy is going to set us straight on how a prenup can actually be a good tool for the farm business.
So basically, a prenuptial agreement is an agreement where between a husband and wife about how you wish to classify your property under Wisconsin's marital property laws. And if you can kind of think about it as three different buckets, and there's a husband bucket, a wife bucket, and a our bucket. And typically in a marital property agreement or prenuptial agreement, you'll address what occurs to those three different buckets upon two different events which cause the termination of a marriage. And those two events really are a divorce and a death. And so that's typically what a marital property agreement would discuss.
I feel like we associate a prenuptial agreement, a prenup, in a negative way, and that it's always a tense conversation. But is that what you usually find?
It can be. I think it starts off that way. But as I educate clients about what exactly what we're doing and why, I think both people feel a little more at ease. And, you know, really what you're doing is you're kind of writing a financial plan for the marriage. And a strong marriage should be about open and honest communication. And one of those things that a good married couple should discuss is finances and having an open and honest communication about that.
And as I kind of prefaced earlier, Troy, it's an appropriate conversation to have in agriculture. Can you tell us how often this topic comes up among your farm clients and why?
You know, very often. And typically, it's because parents have a lot of a farm equity, and they want to bring son or daughter into the farm as a successor, but they're nervous about the successor getting married and a divorce causing a some of that farm equity to leave the farm business. And it's really important in a farm because, you know, farms by their very nature have high assets and low income. And so to have to repurchase those assets if a divorce did occur would be pretty financially devastating for the farm.
So is it primarily a tool then for farm transitions, or is there other family dynamics where you see that this is a tool?
Farm transitions is probably the most common, but it also occurs sometimes if you've got a farm business partner, and I just happen to have a call about this last week where you know, either your business partner's first spouse, either they were divorced or they passed away, and then now there's a second marriage type situation with your business partner. So that's those kind of conversations entail a lot of times about what's a fair division, not only with regard to the farm assets, okay, but also with regard to children from a previous marriage as well, too.
Is there anything else you want to leave me with before I let you go?
No, I marital property agreements, I guess, they don't have to be scary. Even though they sound scary, they're not scary, as long as they're well explained and done properly.
If you plan on getting hitched anytime soon, hopefully this conversation doesn't sway your decision, but instead spark some thoughtful discussion. Attorney Troy Schneider giving us a lesson on how prenuptial agreements can be a tool for the farm business. Troy works with families across the state out of the law office in Chilton. The full name, Tuhig Rietbrock Schneider and Halbach Law. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It's as simple as 1-2-3, friends. Buy your farm and ranch trucks from a certified agriculture dealership. Get $30,000 back in farm supply savings through AgPack. That's a 60% return on a $50,000 truck. Just go to agtrucktrader.com, register for your unique AgPack ID number, good to use at any certified ag dealer in the country for as many trucks as you want, and then search the inventory of only certified ag dealers all in one spot. agtrucktrader.com.
On Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese dropped another 4 cents to $1.60, and AA butter dropped a dime. Closed the week at $2.60 a pound. December Class 3 milk this morning's unchanged at $16.89. December corn's unchanged at $4.63. January soybeans are up 7 at $13.54, and July wheat right now down 3.5, $6.25 a bushel. Hey, the Department of Natural Resources is hoping that Wisconsinites will help them find black bear dens this year. According to Dr. Jennifer Price-Tack, who is DNR's large carnivore and elk research scientist, this is the third year that they've been trying to track bear dens, all to try to find out more about black bear reproductive rates in the state and put together the state's bear management zones. Want to find out what you can do to help them find those black bear dens safely? Pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. We've got it up on our farm news, or go to the Wisconsin DNR website for more details. Details, they're coming up next from Suzanne Fanning, Senior Marketing Officer with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I am the reason a child can't read. Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
From farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Time to catch up with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Of course, you know you can find them online, wisconsindairy.org, always online, as well as across all their social media streams. Really, if you just look for anything regarding Wisconsin dairy, you are going to find Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin behind it. Remember, driven entirely by our hardworking dairy farm families all across the state and their checkoff dollars. Suzanne Fanning's along with us. She is one of the vice presidents of communications and marketing with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We've got a lot to talk about. It's been kind of a whirlwind fall for all of you guys at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I was with the team at World Dairy Expo. We had the Art of Cheese, a brand new festival. Let's talk a little bit about some of the questions that we fielded at World Dairy Expo. One of it is about this whole concept of a foodie. What is a foodie? Why do we relish relationships with foodies? Although the phrase may seem simple, in reality, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has been digging into this complex set of people, their passions, their desires for a long time. Tell me, what is a foodie and why do we seek them out, Suzanne?
Well, we certainly have been looking at foodies. Foodies typically are defined as people who are interested in food in some way. And it could be cooking it, it could be eating it, it could be learning more about it. And we've taken it even a step further because we know a lot of people in this country do have a general interest in food, but we wanted to find the people who were even more serious about it. So we have a subset of foodies called food fanatics. And the way that we define these people are folks that believe food is actually core to their identity. So their love of food is actually something that defines them. So it literally is who they are. So these are the people that anybody in their circles would seek out if they literally wanted to know anything about food. So, you know, I would encourage you to think about it like this. And this is why we work with these people. Just a restaurant in general. So if a restaurant were to send out an ad or a flyer or anything like that to you, to your house, to put an ad in the newspaper, and they said, you know, come to our restaurant, we're opening, you'd say, okay, that's a nice restaurant. But if you knew somebody who was really into fine dining, and they said to you, boy, I went to this new restaurant and it was the best meal of my life, that would carry some weight. Mm-hmm. You would say, boy, if that person who I know is really into food thought that was a good restaurant, then I know it's a really great restaurant. And so that's kind of the same principle. We want to get people who you know, really know about food, who love it, so that they're telling the rest of the world how awesome Wisconsin right. cheese is.
Right. That's powerful. We learned that so much during the pandemic, where Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin got very proactive in trying to reach people that suddenly had time to cook,
time to research the food and where it was coming from. And that helped spawn your Cheeselandia.
It absolutely did, because, you know, really and truly, it's not just about having a ton of people that you influence. There are also things called micro influencers. So again, it's not just that you, it's not about being a person who has millions and millions of followers. It's about being a person who just has a credible circle of influence. So a person who lives next door to you can be in your circle of influence. So we just want to find those people who truly, truly love food. And in many cases, truly, truly love cheese.
Right. Well, and let's pivot on that because, again, Suzanne Fanning telling us about some of the strategy behind the scenes on some of their outreach as far as social media, articles that you may see, even their Great and Pear magazine. It's all about trying to give people that love food more information and experience. The foodies, the food fanatics drove the recently fantastically successful Art of Cheese Festival. Congratulations to you and the team on that one.
Thank you so much. Yes. Well, we do constantly do research on these food fanatics to find out what TV shows they're watching, what magazines they're reading, what podcasts they're listening to, and just what they do generally in their spare time. And one interesting nugget that we uncovered is that these food fanatics will travel for a great food experience because, again, food is that important to them that if they see a great food experience, even really far away from them, that they will spare no expense to travel to it. So we said, you know what? If this is true and if these are the people that we are trying to reach, then let's put on an incredible food experience. And that is what we set out to do with the recent Art of Cheese Festival. And so we had a fantastic gala that was called the Cheese Ball, where people dressed up. I'm looking right now at my cheese fascinator that I myself wore. And we had these incredible experiences that people couldn't normally get to, these excursions where you could taste bourbon, you could talk to a sommelier, you could go to a dairy farm, you could go to a cheese plant. I mean, all kinds of different things that you could do. We had people, cheese experts who came down and taught cheese board classes and just all kinds of really interesting. We had even cheese yoga that you could do. So just all kinds of really neat things. And we said, all right, let's advertise this all over the country. And you know what happened? People from 26 different states traveled to Wisconsin to participate in the Art of Cheese Festival. So it was pretty amazing turnout for our first year.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that you were telling me, these people, they have no concern about spending money where in experiences that they love and a product they believe in. And although we don't always think about Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, but you, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, have generated the Proudly Wisconsin. We've got the badge, all of that. And the foodies want to wear that message.
That's exactly true. So we made some really cool merchandise. So some hats and some t-shirts and some sweatshirts and things like that. And we sold it at the ball and at the festival and at our big cheese fair off the square. And people bought it like crazy. We sold over $7,000 worth of merchandise. And that is the dream for a brand, that people will come up to you and pay you to wear your badge, your brand, when they go back home. So that means that right now people have paid us to wear our badge in 26 different states across the country, which is pretty amazing.
Suzanne Fanning along with us again. She's the Vice President of Communications and Marketing here at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We're talking about kind of the concepts that they work on behind the scenes and how they implement them to reach certain audiences. We're focused in specifically about foodies. Now, if somebody says, well, wait a minute, Suzanne, I love food. I love the stories. I'm doing kind of my own thing over here. How do you suggest that they network or find these people? I think if they slow down and think about it, it's a whole lot easier than you might think.
Oh, it absolutely is. Once you get interested, you can start following some of the different foodies on Instagram. And the more you follow, the more you're going to get bombarded with. You can start watching some of those great food TV shows. Yep. Definitely, we'd love for you to follow Wisconsin Cheese on all of the different social channels. And we put a lot of great food content out there. And you know, there's some interesting food TV shows that are going to be featuring more Wisconsin cheese coming up. So are we allowed to talk about the...
about whatever you can.
All right. The upcoming season of Top Chef. I think everybody knows now that it was filmed in Wisconsin. So that's going to be released, I believe, in March.
And honestly, I'm letting Suzanne talk entirely about that, because she knows what she can and cannot say.
Well, I probably have said enough. So watch Top. If you want to get more into food, watch the upcoming season of Top Chef, which was filmed in Wisconsin.
But that does also prove that the years of this messaging, this kind of networking that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has been focused on, is working, or hence Top Chef wouldn't have been here.
Well, that's certainly what I like to think, Pam.
Well, it's going to be a great story coming up in March, but we've got a great story every day right now. Suzanne Fanning along with us. If you ever wondered what a foodie is and why we spend time and energy trying to reach them, now you know. And as we said, all kinds of information online through wisconsindairy.org. All of their off branches, shall I say, as far as social media. Don't forget their magazine, Great and Pair. Harvest Edition is out now. The Holiday Edition will be coming up. And again, like I said, for anybody that loves food, regardless of how passionate you might be about any particular kind, that is a place to take your interest. Again, all at wisconsindairy.org. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, along with us, Suzanne Fanning, sharing the story about their success from the Art of Cheese Festival and what we have to look forward to in 2024. For the hardworking dairy farm families across the state of Wisconsin, with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
A German farmer offers his take on sustainability today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data? You guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Farmers can get a little frustrated when they hear certain segments of society telling them how they should be more sustainable or that they're not doing enough to address climate change. Then a guy like Marcus Holcutter comes along to help you appreciate your situation more. Holcutter farms in Germany and was a panelist in a session at the recent Norman E. Borlaug International Dialogue in Iowa.
We're in Europe, and especially in Germany, everybody wants sustainability farming, but at the other side, they will forbid modern seed breeding, modern technique, and modern pesticides. So that doesn't work. For me, as a farmer, it's totally stupid. I can't understand that.
There's a time and a place for regulation. And then, says Holcutter, there's Europe.
In the farming sector, we can do so many good stuff and good things against the climate change. We can help. So farming is not an enemy. Farming could be one thing of the solution. But the governments must let us do. And that's at the moment it's a problem for us in Europe.
Holcutter referenced modern seed breeding, and in the next couple of shows, I'll have a status report on gene editing here in the U.S. and beyond. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Thousands of people fleeing Gaza's